I assume that you got these jobs working in leather because your family was in it. But did you ever think about getting a job at the drugstores, something else, doing something else just to earn some cash?
Well, I worked for First National in part of the high school years, and when I got out of the service, I wanted to go to school, so I went into the Rex Leather. And then when I was in school, my uncle had a tannery, and I worked for him at nighttime and on Saturdays in the summertime. And I was very, very fortunate to have that type of a job because it paid a good wage. And, you know, again, I was able to make some of my own hours at nighttime. When you work your way through school, it's very nice to have some flexibility. And it helped, but it was tough work. And my uncle was a taskmaster. It certainly did not favor relatives. I can recall people. We laugh at it today. But on Sundays, I'd go in, and he'd have me clean under the machines, so I'd be on my stomach. You know, you get a couple of feet, and you'd be down with a brush, picking up all that. You did it, and the one that I always got a kick out of was I'd clean the exhausts. So I'd be about 30 feet up in the air, and the exhaust 4 feet the aluminum, and every couple of feet you'd have the screws that would come up. Now you're inside there with a scraper and a brush, taking the accumulations of the dust and the leather and the paint, and again no mask, you had no idea, and you never gave any thought that these things are up 30 feet, you could fall down. And had more little cuts on my knees and my, but, you know, I was making all of $2.25 an hour. That was a lot of money.
Hey, I was actually looking over the interview that I did with Bill Teague this morning, and he was saying how you guys had that job going up in there and how you'd come out different colors, whatever. And I asked him if they had a problem with his social life. And I'll ask the same of you.
Well, never had a great social life. You know, I'm probably the only guy in the world who will tell you I wasn't a good athlete. and social life, wasn't the best. And part of it, I think, both because I always had to work. It's hard to be a great ball player when you're spending all your time trying to earn some money. And, you were different colors on different days.
What did your mother say when you came home from work?
Well, she understood. She understood. She had also worked in the tannery understood that there were other priorities. Very supportive.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about when the leather industry started to go down. I'm sure you saw that happening because you were in it from when it was...
Yeah, the,
pretty strong.
Too. It actually had started to decline when I was getting into it and before. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd hear the stories of Peabody, the number of tanneries and ancillary places that, were related. The number of tanneries when I was a kid really started to diminish. And people were looking for other opportunities, especially those who had been in and been successful. Their kids would go to good schools, and parents want more for their children. And that's why I say they're heroes. They're awful tough the way, when you see how they sacrificed. And, they, at least the ones that I knew, had not just one job. They had two jobs. They'd work their 8-hour shift and then go somewhere else to work in another tannery or to do something related. So their kids would have a better opportunity.
Yeah. So what was Peabody like when you... It didn't happen overnight. It was more of a gradual decline.
Right. And it started, we were down for a while, meaning when there's a transition shifting from one major